What's new? Volatility is the name of the cattle game. And looking into our grain markets. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. It's not uncommon anymore to see both a higher and a lower day within one day when it comes to our live and feeder cattle markets. Hearing today from Scott Varlick with Coima, Coima, and Varlick.
Start with live cattle cash. I mean, we're kind of feeling like the north. Seasonally, it's usually a rougher time. We lose a little bit of leverage, and I think that's the case right now. I think some of the expectations coming into the week, maybe we're only going to get 227 to 229. I heard of a 360 trade to a small regional, and then there has been some 230 trade in the north in a few different places, and that's an okay sign. It is below the October futures, you know, and we go under delivery next week. We've lost our basis. Typical basis this time of year is going to be a couple under. With this steamroll rally that we had, it's hard for us to realize that, yes, we have a negative basis here in the north, so that's a little bit of a weaker sign. Have not heard the south yet what they're going to come up with this week. They have been that $5 at least, 5 to 7 higher than us, and the numbers are tight down there. So we do have that. I mean, they've had that Mexican border shut for a significant period of time. Their placements have been well off the pace there, so I mean, that's part of the reason for it.
But feeder cattle prices continue to stay on the high side.
So last week I said 5 weeks of buying break-evens that haven't worked. Now we're on 6. So the last 6 weeks of feeders you've bought, you have not had an opportunity to market them to add a win. So what we're seeing a lot of corporate buying. Packers are not going to lose this leverage like they did. I think that's their goal. They are making sure that their corporate feed yards, the ones that feed them the formula cattle, have cattle in them. So I don't know what kind of carrots are dangled on those formulas, but it does feel like that's a big push right now. And leverage is what got us to this point.
Scott also says there's 3 signs of a turning market.
You've got the market itself, you've got spread, and you've got the basis. And it feels like we've lost all 3 of those right now a little bit. We've both spreads are not working, means the front month is not outpacing what's behind it. We've got the basis struggling a little bit, and then the market closes lower. So there's some radars going off in our brain saying, okay, right now might be a little bit sloppy here for a while. Not saying we can't turn around a rally in the fourth quarter once we get our northern cattle cleaned up, but for now it feels like tougher sledding. You'll see more of that volatility, ups and downs, but not really sitting here with bull horns on right now.
And at the close of the markets on Wednesday, we saw grain trade lower all day long till about midway through the day. And then they closed about 2 to 10 cents higher across corn and beans.
Yeah, very impressive. We were able to bounce the corn off of the halfway retracement area. That 411 area was a pretty important area because we've had just a nice steady uptrend since August. And then once it ran out of gas, it started to correct and held right where it kind of needed to. So I think that gives it a little bit of optimism. And you're sitting here at the time of the year where we can put in a low. You know, these we kind of think the harvest lows are behind us, that the lows in the market are there. Low prices cure low prices. We find some demand down in this area. So seeing the bounce off those lows is a really good sign. The beans, they escalated pretty quickly today, and I was very impressed. And I think there's quite a bit of re-ownership that's happening as farmers are selling some grain. I think there's a lot of interest in buying some of the grains, and some of my farmer customers are calling me out that I'm actually saying, yeah, you know, usually they say, you try to talk me out of that all the time, but this year it feels okay. You know, we're at a low price, and I think that we can get some of that demand at these low prices. You know, we would love a China deal. That's the scary thing with the soybeans is we don't have that, and South America is just such a big producer of it, and they're the king right there, so we'd like to see that. We need to figure out how to use some more of this domestically, and I think we're trying to do that. The industry is trying to get that going. There's some seasonals that we can turn some of these markets around right now. I think that can get some movement behind it. Now, I don't have these very huge, large expectations of it, but I do think it's worth looking at and entertaining that we can rally this market a little bit from here.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.